98.1 KZE. Once again, it is Friends Day, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Super excited to welcome these guys to the studio today from Red Hook, New York. It's Miles Taylor and the Upstate. KZE, Miles Taylor and the Upstate. Fantastic to have you guys here. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Miles, you've been here in the studio with me before, but I think these guys, it's their first time. Would you like to introduce these guys?
I would love to introduce these guys. Max Liebman on the bass and backing vocals and Thomas Wandell on the drums. These guys make up the band The Upstate, which is... I'm a part of it, too.
You guys sound so good. I'm a big fan of everything you've sent me. Play it a lot on the radio. And you sound fabulous in the studio, too.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the history of the band, if you would.
Sure. Well, the band slowly came together last year. Anytime I've done sort of country stuff and thrown a band together, I've used the name Miles Taylor in the Upstate.
Okay.
But this band really became a band slowly over 1 year ago. Max reached out to me and he was like, "Hey, I heard your album that came out. That was pretty good. Are you going to play it ever?" And I was like, "I think so. I think I'll play it.
I'd like to.
I would like to." And he showed up and just like learned the songs immediately and was immediately singing backup vocals. And then Thomas joined the band too. And the rest is history. I don't know. Is there any more to that story, guys?
I don't think I knew it was that recent.
I got called for a sub, and then I kept the gig, so sorry.
Yeah, Aiden could be sitting here right now, but His loss. Unfortunately, he lost out. Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
So you've got some new songs coming out on Friday. I've played one of them already yesterday. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. So those songs were written pre-pandemic, recorded pre-pandemic, and the pandemic hit. We were trying to wrap up this album with my old friend Zach Walker Kahn. We were going to call it Zach and Miles, and then probably a year into the pandemic, the producer of the album, basically the recording studio, Space Studios here in Red Hook, was like, yeah, you guys can come back in, because everyone was social distancing. So he brought us back in, and we finished the record and re-released it in 2021. But the band kind of fell apart. No, like, hard feelings or anything like that. It was just Zach wanted to move to the city, and we didn't get to perform together. And it's a really cool duo album, four songs of his, four of mine. So I think, yeah, these four songs mean a lot to me. They were like the first like songs that I sat down and really worked through with somebody else. So I'm just glad to bring them over to my music page on Spotify and Apple Music, which is Miles Taylor. We perform a lot of these songs. We perform Hell to Pay and Idiot Kids. I don't know which one you played the other day.
Hell to Pay.
Hell to Pay.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah. Cool. Yeah, just they're old songs, but now remastered by Ben Centerfit at the Community Music Space. And yeah.
And that is not what we just heard. That what we just heard, I think, was off of the 15 songs that you guys have recorded.
Yeah. Maybe I'll pass it to Max, but Max has a great studio at his place in Kingston. We were playing all these songs, like composing original songs. And I was like, I really want to make a record. And these guys were like, yeah, but let's make a record like right now.
Love it when that happens.
And so instead of band practice, we've been getting together in the mornings and recording at Max's house. Max, I don't know if there's any tidbits.
Miles came with songs and he just kept coming with songs, more and more songs. And we were like, let's just do them all and pick the best out of the 15. And honestly, all 15 are sounding really good. So
keep
them. We'll see which ones.
Yeah, every song is fantastic, and that's not something that happens very often. I've been involved in a lot of recording projects, and it's very rare that you can enjoy every single song that you're recording.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's hard to figure out the ones to cut. Mm-hmm. I keep listening to it. I'm like, oh, which one?
Yeah, so don't cut them.
So don't cut them. Yeah, we're not going to cut them. We're going to release them all.
Some 41, all killer, no filler.
That's right.
Yes.
98.1 KZE, Miles Taylor and the Upstate on Friends Day Today. Would you like to give us another song?
Yeah, so that last song has a no name. It's either All My Friends Are Online or Discord. That's off the upcoming record from Miles Taylor and the Upstate. This one's called Fade Away, parentheses, song for the Red Hook All-Stars. And it goes like this. Wrote our names in the stars amongst the trees and stars. You say you don't live twice, but we still threw the dice. So naive, so high, beneath the snow, cold and white. And I want you in my life. Did we say goodbye? Whoa, yeah. Never wanted it to end. I always thought you'd be our friend. Never wanted us to slowly fade away, slowly fade away. Two. broke laws, we found Christ. Wrongs just felt so right. Oh, oh yeah, but I never wanted it to end. And I always thought you'd be a friend. Never wanted us to slowly fade away. Slowly fade away. How'd we get so old? The reckless, young and bold. The stories that she told. The diamonds, dust and gold. Oh, oh, oh yeah, but I never wanted. Thought you'd be a friend. Never wanted us to slowly fade away. Slowly fade away.
KZE, Miles Taylor and the Upstate are my guests in the studio today with a new four-song EP coming out on Friday. Does that have a name, did I ask?
Yeah, it's just called the Zach and Miles Recordings.
Right, right, right. Yeah. Zach and Miles Recordings. And where can we listen to that?
You can find it everywhere you listen to music, I hope. It'll be on, Spotify, Apple Music, under Miles Taylor. But you got to spell my name T-A-Y-L-O-U-R.
Okay.
It's a special spelling for some reason.
Is there a different Miles Taylor with the other spelling?
I think there might be. Yeah,
there might be.
Yeah,
but you, this is the, only this one. Is the good one.
This is the good one. Yeah.
Do you Bandcamp? Do you do Bandcamp?
I don't do Bandcamp.
Okay.
I should.
Because I typically when we are plugging people's music, I'm always like, go to Bandcamp and buy it
and actually support it. Yeah, I'll look into that.
Yeah.
And maybe you guys can support me. But for right now, just check it out here. Hopefully, you can play the song a few more times. And on Friday. It'll be out.
Yeah, fabulous. I want to talk a little bit about the community music space because I know you guys are very involved with that. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for asking. We're all teachers there, essentially, potential teachers. You know, all of us are independent contractors and independent musicians. Max does recording at his house. He's a big-time producer, and he teaches at a college. You know, Thomas is a big-time drummer and playing in lots of bands. We all kind of teach at the community music space, which is a great community place to go if you're from the area. A lot of people travel from very far away to go there. There's a recording studio, which is where these four songs were recorded. Mm. And a lot of great equipment, but there's a lot of really talented teachers there to teach young people and old people alike. And I teach some bands, some rock bands and stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it's a great place. I'm very lucky to be there.
And again, all ages. So, you know, adult lessons as well.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those things that I'm always like, I should go take lessons and then, you know, never get around to it. But one day I will.
One day. Yes. Hit us up when you do.
You got a trumpet teacher?
I think we do have a trumpet teacher.
I could stand to brush up.
My friend Sean Gallagher, who's been here before, I think he teaches trumpet, trombone.
Yeah.
But yeah, you could teach some trumpet.
I think I know that
name.
Do
you need trumpet lessons, or you're saying you would teach trumpet?
No, I could take some. I do play trumpet in a band, but I'm easily the worst member of the band, and it would be cool to be a little better.
I'm sure if you can play any trumpet, you're a hero.
Thank you very much. Miles Taylor in the Upstate, my guests in the studio. Find them at the Community Music Space here in Red Hook, and Miles Taylor with a U on all of the music streaming platforms. And Instagram, also at Miles Back Home and at the Upstate.
Yes.
Did I nail all of that?
You nailed that, yeah.
Hell yeah. You guys got one more song for us?
I do, yes. We do. This one's called Mallory. A little more country-esque. It's off of our forthcoming album. So far untitled, but let us know what you think. Pictures and the money I send. I'm through trying to chase you down. Me and what I've done with you anyhow. I got a job in town and a girl stops by time to time. You start a new school. September.
bottom, took them all to Sioux Falls. The dogs come with me, despite his misery. A lot of acorns, this year ain't there, Mallory.
KZE, Miles Taylor and the Upstate sounding fantastic here in the studio. Thank you guys so much for joining me on Friends Day.
Thank you, MK.
Yeah, we're gonna be playing the songs when they come out. Send them my way.
We will. Yeah. We'll be back.
And meantime, of course, follow on social media and listen wherever you find your music. We've got your community bulletin board now and Valerie June up next on KZE.